ABC Radio Australia.
There's been some panic in Samoa after the government announced the country's first case of COVID-19. A sailor who was repatriated from Europe via New Zealand tested positive to the virus, but later returned a negative test. In the capital Apia, the news prompted some parents to pull their children out of school and others to stock up on supplies. Liam Fox reports.
This time last year, Samoa was grappling with a measles outbreak that ended up killing more than 80 people, most of them young children and babies. That experience was still fresh in many people's minds when Prime Minister Tuile Apasilele announced the country's first case of COVID-19.
Panic. People are panicking. You know, once the Prime Minister declared the case, parents just went back to school, pulled their kids out of school.
Local journalist Langi Karasoma says some people in the capital Apia headed straight to the chemist after the announcement.
Chemists had to close early because people had come in numbers just to buy masks.
And I also heard that supermarkets were a bit busy as well.
Exactly. That's how panic it is. People are not buying stuff, but they just want to go home and stay home.
Samoa's first case of COVID-19 is a male sailor who'd been working in Europe. In a national address, Prime Minister Tuile Apa said the man arrived back in the country via New Zealand with 273 other Samoans on a repatriation flight last Friday. He cleared all pre- and post-arrival tests, but then tested positive on Wednesday night. The man was immediately isolated at the National Hospital, along with his roommate in quarantine, another returned sailor. Neither men have shown any symptoms, and the sailor who tested positive returned a negative test yesterday morning. Samples are now being sent to New Zealand for double checking. Samoa's first case comes a week after Vanuatu recorded its first case, also from a citizen on a repatriation flight.
I guess I'm not surprised in the sense that no matter how good the border measures are, you can't completely keep it out. You know, we have people who might test negative but still harbouring the virus and get through. So that's why the quarantine at the border is so important.
Pacific health expert Dr. Colin Tukui Tonga says repatriations are a tough issue for any government to deal with.
It's a double-edged sword, I guess. You try to accommodate the needs of the individual and their families by allowing them to come home, but knowing that you will have a small risk, but nonetheless a risk that you might introduce the virus into the country.
But he believes Samoa, Vanuatu and the other Pacific countries that are still COVID-free have prepared as well as they can for the arrival of the virus.
If you take Samoa, they went hard and they went early, so to speak. I mean, they tightened up really tight and much, much earlier than everyone else. They have had, of course, the bitter, tragic experience of the measles epidemic not that long ago, so they're particularly concerned. And my understanding of the measures they've taken has been pretty tight, and they've been pretty vigilant.
In response to the first case, the Samoan government has extended the COVID-19 state of emergency for another month. But Prime Minister Tuile Apa said that the three repatriation flights that have been scheduled before the end of the year will continue as planned.
Liam Fox reporting.